Today, I want to encourage anyone who's living with anxiety or depression, or maybe you find yourself living in isolation or loneliness. No matter what pit you find yourself in, I want you to know that you are the apple of God's eye. And I know that's a familiar saying, and maybe we don't understand the full context behind it, but here's what I think it means. I believe it means that God desires you, that God is in love with you, that God takes pleasure and finds delight in you, not who you wish you were, not who you thought you were, but the present you who's struggling with everything you're dealing with. God finds delight and finds pleasure in that person. And in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, that passage of scripture lays that out for us very clearly. But one of the first things that it says to us is that God is living among us and he's a mighty savior, which means the person who finds himself living in anxiety and depression or isolation, that God is present. It means that you don't have to look far to find someone who is able and willing to pull you out of that pit. And I love this quote from Corrie Ten Boom, who's a Holocaust survivor, who said, "Look, there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still." In other words, no matter how deep you find yourself in that cloud of depression, no matter how deep you find yourself in anxiety or isolation or loneliness, God is still able to pull you out of that thing. And we have to trust that he wants to do that for us. He's a mighty savior. The next thing Zephaniah tells us is that God finds delight in us and he rejoices over us with joyful songs, which means when we feel like we're at our lowest or when we feel like we have no value and we're worthless, God is still rejoicing over you. God is still singing songs of joy over you, which means he wants you to live in comfort and peace and the joy that is only found in him. And one of the last things that Zephaniah tells us that I really think we have to take to heart and plant right deep into the soil of our heart is that with his love, God wants to calm all of our fears. So I know we've been dealing with isolation and we've been dealing with depression and we've been suffering for a long time. But when we accept the love of Christ, when we accept the love of God, he will calm all of our fears. And we don't have to look far to do exactly that. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And when we are saved, and when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. There's a comfort and a joy that we find in him and in him alone. And so I want to encourage you with that you are the apple of God's eye and he desires for you to live in peace and not to live a life full of fear, but to live a life that is full of faith and trusting in him.